Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Little James Brown brings us back the late great father of soul, James Brown. We're rocking and rolling here with our good friend Scott Eblen. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Subscribe to my newsletter, please. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. My blog is on the homepage, right off the homepage. The knowledge base, the archives, articles, the Brain Trust members like Scott Eblen are right there at the homepage, right off the homepage. And, of course, we have a poll question that we ask you every week, a different one. And we'd like to know what you think. And this week's poll question, I think it's real simple. Just it's either one or the other. And so check it out and let us know what you think. And when you click your answer, you'll be able to see how the poll is going so far. Scott Eblen is the author of The Next Level Revised and Expanded Edition. We're talking about how to become as a small business owner, how to think of yourself as an executive and how to become more of an executive thinker. As my friend Leslie Kossoff says, more of an executive thinker, and you know, as I said earlier, learn how to fire yourself from jobs that you don't have to do anymore, and promote yourself to jobs that only you really can do. Like Scott mentioned earlier, Scott, one of the things you talk about, there are some actions, some activities that you talk about quite a bit that I'd like for you to talk about with us about a few of these. That some things that you have to do to become a better executive, to get yourself to the next level. And one of them is let go of self-doubt.
Yeah.
Can we talk about that?
Sure we can. Here's the thing. You know, we can get ourselves in situations as entrepreneurs and as leaders that we've never been in before. And I don't know if you've noticed, but what happens with me when I'm in a new situation is I start getting a little uncomfortable. I start getting a little doubtful, and there's a little voice inside my head that starts yammering at me saying, oh, my gosh, don't screw this up. Don't screw this up. And, of course, you know, if you think about something, it's more likely to happen. If you're thinking about screwing it up, you're more likely to screw it up. So what I'm encouraging folks to do, I've got a series of sidebars throughout the new edition called Coachable Moments, and I'm encouraging people to coach themselves with these coaching tips, and one of them is to take a tip from athletes. The example I've been using lately is Lindsey Vonn, from the skier from the Winter Olympics last time. That's when she was at the beginning of every race, at the top of the mountain, what'd she do?
She closed her eyes,
and she started skiing her way down the course in her mind.
Yep.
She was visualizing it. And I find that in the busy pace that we keep as business owners and as leaders, we often show up for the next thing kind of not really grounded, not really settled, kind of unprepared, running from one thing to the next. And what I'm encouraging people to do with this coachable moment is create a clear picture with two questions. What's the outcome I'm trying to create, and how do I need to show up to make that outcome likely?
Mm-hmm.
And to really get clear on that, and even if you just take a couple of minutes for that, it can make a huge difference in your confidence level. You know, you can pick up the confidence and let go of the doubt just by visualizing the outcome and how you need to show up with your energy, your body language, your tone of voice, your just how you're projecting yourself to the other person or the other group.
I wrote an article a few years ago called Victory Over Doubt.
That's a good one.
And it's in my first book, but it's also on the website, folks. If you go into articles and in the search bar and type in Victory Over Doubt, you'll find the article there. So check it out, and I think you'll like it. Let's talk about what's the next one? You talk about how to run flat out until you crash.
This is an interesting one. Pick up regular renewal of your energy and perspective. Let go of running flat out until you crash. We've been doing surveys, colleague-based surveys, for our clients now for the last 4 or 5 years. The number one lowest rated item, both on self-assessment and the assessment of others, is an item called paces him or herself by building in regular breaks from work.
Mm.
And what I'm seeing, and it's worse every year, honestly, is with this 24/7 connectivity that we have these days, people are just always, always, always on. They're not leaving themselves any chance to just step back and ask themselves, what am I really trying to do here? it's just on to the next thing with not a lot of strategic focus. Just kind of, it's the difference, as somebody said, between being constantly on the dance floor and never getting up to the balcony. Sometimes you got to get up to the balcony, take a bigger look around and see the patterns, see what's working, what's not working, and adjust.
Well, that's what I call getting up in a, getting in your AWACS plane and going up to 30,000 feet and looking down, because
if you stay in
the trenches, if you can never disconnect at all, I need to preach to myself about this a little bit, Scott, because this is not one of my strong suits either. But most of it is not.
I mean, you know, entrepreneurs are driven people, and it's challenging to learn how to take your foot off the gas,
right.
But we've got to do that periodically, or we're just going to, we're going to blow the engine.
Now, these things are in your book, right? I mean, the other things like one size fits all communication, let go of self-reliance. What do you mean by that?
Well, it's picking up team reliance and letting go of self-reliance, and whether your team is the with you all the time team or that virtual team that you move in and out with, you've got to focus on the things that only you can do. And people that are kind of ODing on self-reliance are doing a lot of things that others can do more effectively than they can. And so, the entrepreneur really wants to leverage him or herself where the value is and what they bring to the table. And that's going to change over time as the business changes. But
right.
it's a really good question to be in, what is it that only I can do right now, given the resources.
And that's how you decide. That's how you decide where to put your activity, folks. And this is the core competency thing, Scott, give us the website and tell us how we can find the book.
Sure. The book is on Amazon. It's The Next Level, What Insiders Know About Executive Success, the second edition. Different ways to reach me, ScottEplin.com is the blog, and the company website is EplinGroup.com.
Stand by, quick break, 10 till.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.